morning. Today is Monday, August the 22nd, 239th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, thank you very much, Greg Foster from REDEC.
Good morning. On a Monday.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're kind of like our super guy, super utility player.
Yeah.
Which is always a very cool position to be if your team's winning.
Yeah, exactly.
If your team's not and you can't break into the starting lineup.
There you go. Well, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the.
So I'm glad we're a winner here.
I'm the. We have a hole in the calendar guy.
We keep you on your toes.
There you go. Perfect. Perfect.
Oh boy, do a little bit of an update on the airplane situation, but
sure.
Also we'll talk about attracting business into the county.
Oh, fair, fun.
Okay, and the fair and fun too.
Oh, smart yeah.
Guy.
There you go.
Yeah. But before we do, our quote. Mark Twain, education consists mainly in what we have unlearned.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, like intuition?
Wisdom.
Well, no, that presumes I had it.
Well, with time you get some sort of wisdom, I suspect.
Yeah, yeah. Or at least battle scars.
Yeah, they
if you refuse to learn, yes.
Exactly, exactly.
Oh. Now, in the past, we've talked about the fair this week.
Yeah.
And with the... auctions coming up?
Yes, next
critter
weekend.
Auction time? Yes.
And and vegetables.
Well, it's not really exciting bidding on a zucchini.
No, but, you know, so our first vegetable that we sold was a zucchini, but what you do is you make it into a chocolate zucchini cake. So at the vegetable auction, you don't actually necessarily get just a vegetable. You get
veggie plus.
Yeah, and the kids actually do these incredible baskets. And it, you know, the auction itself is named after in memory of Jim Gupton, who those of us who've been around here for a while remember. It was
fresh guy,
and. So these kids, what they do is the kids that they get blue ribbons. In the vegetable show there, get to make something out of what they've shown, and then they sell it on Saturday. It's a lot of fun.
And not the same with the critters.
Yeah,
they don't have to make anything with them.
No, the critters. The critters are alive when you buy them, but typically very much not when they're delivered.
Yeah. Point taken.
Yes. They come wrapped in white paper.
Yeah. So have you gone to the fair yet this year?
Oh, of course. Three times?
Wait a minute. So you're a daily attendee?
Well,
at some point, you become a pain.
Well, yeah.
You understand this, right?
We went twice in one day. And, you know, it's a nice thing of living in Ferndale, of course, is that you go back and forth.
Lunch and dinner?
Yeah.
Kind of looks like that might have been the case there, buddy.
Went to the gym this morning, though.
So oh, you did?
Yeah.
Good. So you go back two more times today?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. And today is what? Is it Kids Day?
Yes, today is Kids Day.
Okay, so no horse racing, but kids get in for free.
Right, that's it. And the first 250, I don't know if they get in free. I know the first 250 get a goodie bag or something.
There you go. Yeah, it's 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Greg Foster, Executive Director from REDEC.
REDEC.
You don't have a deck, do you?
A what?
A deck? Yeah.
I actually just
tore... A small little one like on the desk or something?
No, not there. But I did just tear off the deck at my house in Ferndale.
Oh, good. You have plans to put it back on?
I have plans to learn how to build one first, and then.
Oh, I'll tell you what not to do. Ways to save time and exactly. You're back. Yeah. Oh boy! Oh boy!
I think I'm just going to bungee cord a ladder to the back door.
Those are stairs.
Yeah, exactly.
Do we in Humboldt County know how to attract business?
Well, it's an interesting question. Because is it a business that we're attracting or a business owner? And so when you do a business attraction strategy, it's you're going to start with what are the assets? What's our offer, right? What is our offer? So for, you know, sort of traditional business attraction, let's say a manufacturer or something like that. Well, we're far away from everywhere. We have a small market. You know, we're not on any interstates, you know, so you go, well, we're starting with some, those are not our assets. So what are our assets? Well, you know, we have, reasonably cost land in places that might work. We have, you know, a cool climate that actually is of benefit. We have some other, you know, so you kind of go through, you know, what are our strengths?
How granular do you need to get, Greg? Because I, as you know, I've fixated on the Silicon Valley and how they grew.
Right.
Quality of life. Mm-hmm. Okay, when I think of quality of life, San Jose is right there. You know, but they still attracted and got.
Right, right.
Okay. So when we think of what we have here, and I know if you're a tourist, it's one thing.
Right.
Like you said, the business owner.
Right.
The trees, the ocean, the rivers, the lakes. Ooh, 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 ooh. Okay.
Right.
Architecture, all that kind of stuff. Friendly people. but for the...
Colorful natives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But for the business to be here, that needs employees.
Right.
Okay. So if quality of life is one of these big selling points, as we have consistently heard it, that it is over the decades.
Right.
Why aren't they knocking down our doors? I mean, I'm looking at the old mill sites, and we've got so many of them that are right on main drags that certainly have infrastructure there because they used to need them.
Right, right.
Why aren't those landowners having their doors knocked down saying, I want to relocate my blah, 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 blah business into Humboldt County, do the property side, and then see if the infrastructure's there? Or are they doing the infrastructure search going, yeah, it's not there, and not taking that next step?
Right. Well, and you brought up a number of points there. And so what you got to do is go through and say, what are our strengths and what are our weaknesses? Now, quality of life is great. You know, I enjoy it. You enjoy it. We all enjoy it. But quality of life without some sort of business case doesn't necessarily work, right? Oh, it's a nice place to live, but I can't do business here, or I can't make. And so quality of life, I think, is important because most, if not all, of the businesses that are here have ownership or management that's in the business, right? We don't have a lot of just branches, right? And so it would be hard for us to go to a big company and say, come here, you know, unless we had a strong package that included most likely quality of life. But that's not enough. And so to your point about, you know, we have these empty mill sites, I actually had a conversation on Friday about that. And we were talking about the big old Palco mill in Fortuna, right? Which is, I think, like 25 different parcels, but they're all sold as one, right? And so it's not necessarily an attractive offer. You're saying to someone, you got to buy this entire property and it's listed at $10 million or something like that. And that's a tough one. You know, for here. And so part of what you need to do is say, okay, what is our target industry or person or business? And what is it that we can do to make a strong business case to get them here?
And, so you tailor to whoever the target is.
Well, right. And so, you know, Alder Grove Industrial Park, when the city took control of that in Arcata, they said, okay, buy the industrial park. Or, you know, what they did was put the utilities in, break up the pieces, and, you know, you saw some of these businesses that started there and then grew and grew and grew. I mean, think about, you know, I went over to a couple months ago, went over and we had a meeting outside and kind of learned a little bit more about the Desserts on Us. Makes Lacey's cookies, and those things are everywhere, right? And they're packaging for Trader Joe's. I mean, they started small, and now he's got two or three buildings over there, and it's quite big. And even Wing Inflatables. Bill Wing started that, making rafts and that sort of thing. And now they're 170 employees.
And that was the thing that kind of triggered it for me, is he has taken over half of the old Beaver Lumber.
Right, right.
Yeah, okay. So there's a guy who's manufacturing. It's not just cubicles and gray matter.
Right.
Which has the flexibility to go to any of these sites.
Right, right.
This is so it's like that is almost the resource that we've got sitting here that's being not recognized for what it is.
Well, or not put in a condition that's attractive to a business.
Well, okay. Yeah, same.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, it's not enough to say we have this much commercially industrial zoned land. It's important to get the private sector people in there and do a real assessment of it.
That says usable in that phrase also.
Right. I mean, yeah. You could say, I'm just going to sell you a house. But there's a lot of variation in that, right?
It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Greg Foster from REDEC, sponsor of this and every talk shop.
There you go.
Along with CDH Painting. Greg, the concept of trying to attract business to our area is kind of an intriguing one, because I'm sure every community has got people out there doing the hustle.
Right.
Well, those that have their act together.
At some level. I mean, you know, some do and some don't.
Doing the hustle. Right. Yeah. If Humboldt County was to start to do that, do you think we would fall into the old turf battle of Eureka versus Arcata versus Fortuna versus, or we could all kind of put together a unified front and say, somewhere north of Mendocino and somewhere south of Del Norte County, we win.
Right, right.
Let's not do this and everybody chip in and do something and get some people out really doing a true marketing effort. Get the infrastructure that's in place, whatever right. That might have been, whatever those needs being identified, and go out and try to get folks here.
Yeah, I remember years ago having a conversation with someone who was going to be running for supervisor and ended up not winning, but probably because of my advice. One of the points I made to them when we were talking about this very topic is that the only entities that recognize political boundaries are the governments themselves. In other words, markets don't necessarily, except they had to recognize that there are rules across boundaries, but capital flows, animals flow, weather flows, everything flows across these artificial lines, and so that we are so small in reality that working together is really the best and maybe even the only way to truly compete, and I think there is some. A fair amount of agreement on that at the top levels here, that if one entity does okay or well, then we all benefit at some level. So
is there an embracing of it or just kind of a recognition
of it? But okay, so so what, right? And so now it's like, well, then what do we do and how do we approach that? And the, you know, the first step before you market anything is develop your product. And
well, recognize what your product is.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So what's our product, and develop it, and develop our pitch, and develop our offer, right? Ultimately, and you know, you and I have both been in sales, you know, you make an offer. And the person on the other side is making a rational and discretionary decision, most likely. In other words, you know, there's not a reason that compels them necessarily to buy your product.
Or in our scenario, somebody may be relocating because mm-hmm. they are growing. Okay, Google. Why Petaluma?
Right.
I mean, are they communing with the cows? Do they really love cattlemen's? Is there something magical about the strip center? Or was it someplace north that had a chunk of property
and that
was easy to get in and out of that they were aware of?
Well, and again, you know, that it probably was a factor of land, labor, incentives, who knows what, you know, all of the above. Well, you know, something I'm hearing now so much, and I think it's a issue that we really need to deal with on that product development side for economic development here is a lot of folks are unable to find workers. And you know, that goes from the entry level on up. I was on the St. Joseph's Hospital website the other day looking at, there's just their listings page, and there was 130 or something open positions.
Schools are about
100. You know, I've talked to a number of businesses here who have positions open, and they can't find people. So, you know, it's when you start adding those up, you go, that's a significant chunk of employment that's being unfulfilled here. So why is that? You know, well, there's a lot of competition in the you know, cannabis industry currently, where people are being paid good money. So maybe those jobs aren't competitive. The other thing is that I, you know, my personal experience just trying to find an apartment for my son is that you know,
that's a whole different battle.
Yeah, know, the affordable, high quality or decent quality rental housing,
a place that the landlord would be willing to spend a night in.
Oh, exactly.
That standard is,
I mean, I've looked at some real junk around here, and I hope I'm not offending anybody, but there's a lot of crap out there that's renting at really good prices. And I'm hearing even, you know, desperate parents trying to find housing for their Humboldt State students. And you know, so our growth and our demand for that kind of entry-level housing or even mid-level housing is outstripping our supply. And so if you're, you know.
But we're not seeing construction.
Right. And so, you know, what's causing that? So, again, we get back to our product development. If I'm saying to somebody, come to Humboldt County, we have good workers, cheap land, good, you know, I'm making this pitch. I sure as hell better be able to back that up.
Yeah, you got to deliver on the promise.
Right. And so I say, well, one of the things you want to do if you're talking to somebody about doing business here is talk to the other business owners. And, you know, and they'll say, quite honestly, I mean, I've heard this from a number, boy, we're having a hell of a time finding workers.
Motivated.
Right.
Clean.
Exactly. And then you talk to the workers or people that are, you know, wanting to, and they're saying, well, I can't find, you know, a decent apartment. You know, or I can't find a decent house. You know, our rental properties are pretty run down, quite honestly, a number of them. Some are very beautiful, and they're not available. And so, you know, we can't just, you know, send out the salesman until we have the product developed. And we need to really understand what our issues are. And we can only really do that by talking to those who are doing business here now. And then coming up, in my opinion, with a regional strategy. The problem I've always had with the past economic development strategies here, and the last one I didn't really even participate in, was that they were so dense and had so many activities in them that you couldn't wrap your mind around it. I mean, I'm not smart enough to keep 3 or 4 things on my mind at once. You know, the 100 things are not. So
yeah, drinking from the fire hose.
Well, exactly. And so it's like, okay, so what are the 2 or 3 big things that we need to address and focus on that, right? Not the we got to get everybody's thing in there. And, you know, for me, I've always concentrated on two or three things at once. Anything more than that, it's just too hard, you know.
Or you haven't prioritized for the customer.
Well, when you prioritize everything, you prioritize nothing. And it's an easy way to not make a decision. And I'm always talking about Eisenhower and D-Day just because it's a thing that I know a little bit about. And, you know, I always hear people saying, God, this was such a hard decision. I said, you know, June 5th, Eisenhower by himself, you know, a lot of advice and everything, but Eisenhower by himself had to decide whether or not to invade Europe. You know,
that's
committing hundreds of thousands of people free the Western world. That's a hard decision.
Yeah. This,
you got it pretty easy compared to that.
Yeah, let's put it back in reality.
Exactly.
KINS, exactly. News and Information Time. It's 8:44. We'll be back with more from Greg Foster.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:48. Final couple moments with Mr. Foster in the morning. Kind of sounds like a radio show.
Foster in the morning.
Yeah. Nah, it never worked.
No.
Unless there was ice cream with it.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Updates on the airport. Are we seeing any progress here? I know Ramones is supposed to be, or are they?
They are open. Yeah, yeah. They opened last week, and Thursday at 9, they're kind of having an official opening. It's a beautiful spot. We saw a fare reduction, I think, since the last time I was here. Penn Air announced a big across-the-board fare reduction, which is good. We worked with them hard on...
Did United move?
I'm sorry?
Did United move on?
We'll see. You know, I have to go check the fares. you know, Penn Air being a small airline, you know, has a couple different fare classes. And, you know, the revenue management model at United is a little more complex.
Does move-in week cause any fluctuation in the airport traffic?
Absolutely. In fact, it was funny. We were sitting there, and the first customer that was a passenger came up, and he was dropping off his grandson and getting ready to leave for Humboldt State. And the second passenger was dropping off her daughter. So, you know, the first two passenger customers at Ramones were both people who are dropping off kids at Humboldt State. So it was definitely an effect.
I'm glad we've survived move-in week.
Yeah, I couldn't find a parking space the other day, and I was like, that's what's going on.
I ran into it, too.
Well, and I had to walk all of 100 feet, so.
See you tomorrow.